From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the FDA weighs the risks and benefits of popular painkillers. But first, President Bush today announced his choice for the country's first Director of National Intelligence. He's nominated John Negroponte, the current U.S. ambassador to Iraq, to oversee the intelligence gathered by different agencies.
Vesting these authorities in a single official who reports directly to me will make our intelligence efforts better coordinated, more efficient, and more effective. The director of the CIA will report to John.
Here now to talk more about Negroponte's appointment is NPR's Mary Louise Kelly. And Mary Louise, Negroponte certainly has an extensive resume, but he's already working full-time in Iraq as ambassador there. Does this appointment come as a surprise?
It certainly does, for exactly that reason that you mentioned, Madeline, that he was just appointed the U.S. ambassador to Iraq last June. He arrived there within hours of the U.S. handing over to the provisional authority there at that time. So he had just taken on an extremely challenging job. Now, word is, he will be coming back to Washington and taking on perhaps an even more challenging job here. He has, as you say, a very long resume on the diplomatic and political front. He went to Baghdad from the United Nations, where he was the U.S. ambassador there. He's also served as ambassador to Mexico, to Honduras, to the Philippines. So a very long track record as a consumer of intelligence, although he does not directly have any intelligence experience himself, so that will be new for him.
And is there anything in his background that could prepare him for this particular task?
Well, as I say, he is obviously in all of these posts, he has been a consumer of intelligence, and he certainly has a very strong political track record. We are likely to hear about some of that past record, I suspect, in his confirmation hearings. There was some criticism of his record as ambassador to Honduras in the early 80s, because he played a prominent role in helping the Contras in Nicaragua during the war there. The allegation from some groups was that he turned a blind eye to human rights abuses. So there is some controversial stuff in his background, but it's controversy he's already had to deal with in a public forum. This came up in his confirmation process to become U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and he was able to obviously successfully deal with it and be confirmed to that position. But it does mean that there's likely to be a few bumps along the road in his confirmation process.
Well, speaking of bumps, he's got a very bumpy road ahead of him. He must coordinate 15 different agencies and the intelligence that they gather. How is he going to be able to do that, and will he have the power to make changes?
Oh, it will be an enormous challenge. And of course, there's been a lot of speculation that is one reason why this job has taken so long to fill. It's now taken 8 weeks, and a lot of people were expecting an announcement weeks ago. There has been word that other candidates were approached and turned down this job because they were worried that it would be so enormous, so overwhelming, and because it wasn't clear whether this person would have the authority to actually fulfill all of the duties they were being tasked with. For example, a big question all through the process in terms of creating this position, and even now that we have legislation that's created it, it's still very squishy in the legislation in terms of actual budget authority that this person will have. The president was asked about that this morning when he named Mr. Negroponte. He said, absolutely, Mr. Negroponte will have the budget authority he needs, but I think there are a lot of questions. There will continue to be resistance from the Pentagon.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly speaking to us from Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.